makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Friday, the 26th of September. The big news of the day is that the team will play its home opener against the Colts on October 5th at Reliance Stadium. We'll also hear from Coach Gary Kubiak about injuries. But first, the Texans are helping the victims of Hurricane Ike through the Texans Helping Texans campaign, which the team launched in hopes of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Fight 72! Fight 72!
Tackle Travis Johnson sat out last Sunday with a sprained knee, but he should see some time against the Jags this Sunday. 16th-year pro Jeff Scanino will start again for Johnson, but Kubiak plans to rotate both players. The Texans will need all available manpower up front to stop the Jags' running backs. Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew combined for 228 yards against Indy last week.
Well, I saw Andy playing an eight-man front, John. So, I think the biggest thing with these two guys, you better tackle, because even if you're an eight-man front and you look like you're having stuff, you go back and watch the Indy game, made a lot of big plays where you think they're down, they're back there in a pile or something, they come spitting out and make a big run. And, one of those were exactly like that against us. So, you can say you play an eight-man front, you're going to stop the run. That doesn't mean you're going to stop the run. I mean, they're still going to run the ball. They can attack an eight-man front. You're going to have to tackle well.
Meanwhile, running back Amon Green will be a game-time decision, and Steve Slayton will be the starter on Sunday.
He would have to really come out of today and tomorrow just feeling perfect. And, Steve's ready to go. Steve's a starter, and Chris's ready to go. It's a question of whether or not we would suit him up as a third back.
Finally, I spent the morning with Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer breaking down the Texans-Jags matchup. Here's a sample of what went down.
Speaking of losing that many, the Texans have lost two in a row. All right, so we'll begin our conversation here talking about three straight road games to begin the season, which I find unbelievable, but it is unbelievable because of Hurricane Ike. And the Texans have a real tough task to get it done at Jacksonville this week. I think, this is the kind of team that brings out the best in Houston. But again, it's really difficult to begin a season like this. It just doesn't happen at the professional level where you see three straight on the road to start your season.
No, it doesn't. But at least right now, I think the silver lining is that the AFC South is so turned upside down. I mean, with Jacksonville 1-2, the Colts 1-2, obviously the Titans 3-0, we got a taste of that last week. The Texans historically done well against Jacksonville. They have a 7-5 record over Jacksonville. I mean, not to take anything away from this Jacksonville team, they looked awesome against the Colts as far as their running game. I mean, they ran the ball so well. I think they ran it 48 times, and they had their two backs go over 100 yards each. So they definitely are going to be facing a team that is coming off a big win. But the Texans are really hungry, and they've won games in Jacksonville before, and they know how to do that, and they know what that tastes like. So I think that's the silver lining for it. But no one wants to play three road games in the NFL.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.